Review of Ontario Online Casino Sites Gambling Safety Practices. When it comes to betting online, it's important to do so in a calm, measured, and sensible manner. Online casinos present a great way to enjoy thrilling entertainment, but it is crucial for players to have fun in a mature manner, becoming neither elated with success, and consequently making rash decisions, or despondent and depressed when Lady Luck fails to smile on a player's endeavors. To help support responsible gaming, online casinos in Ontario, and elsewhere, have developed an array of tools to help players manage their time and money effectively. This is a practical means by which online betting platforms satisfy their significant moral and legal obligations to support safe and responsible gaming. 4 Requirements of iGaming Ontario. All iGaming in the province is managed and overseen by iGaming Ontario, a regulatory body first established in 2021, along with the introduction of the Transformative Online Gambling Legislation, the C-218 bill. The first of the 4 key requirements that operators must meet in order to comply with iGaming Ontario, and the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, AGCO, regulations is a commitment to consumer protection and the safety of players. Generally speaking, this includes ensuring that all gamblers are of legal age. This currently stands at 19 in Ontario, and that any online gambling games are safe and fair. Operators must also abide by a wide range of laws and regulations, especially related to anti-money laundering, privacy and data security. Generally speaking, players should be nurtured and encouraged to avoid debt and potential bankruptcy while gambling safely. You can find an extensive breakdown of provincial rules and regulations via the Registrar's Standards for Gaming, as informed by AGCO. Operators in Ontario must also seek accreditation from the Responsible Gambling Council's RG Check program if they wish to do business in the province. As well as RG Check accreditation and a commitment to player safety, operators in the province must proactively promote responsible gambling campaigns. This could include providing transparent and up-to-date information related to odds and game RTP rates. RTP means return to player, the average return that can be expected over the course of a gaming session, as well as clearly informing users of the potential dangers of real money gambling. The iGaming operators in the province are obliged to provide their players with easy access to self-exclusion programs. Many of these currently provide access to leading self-exclusion systems such as Gambin, Goodbye Gambling, BetBlocker and Gamblock. These kinds of systems are crucial for the promotion of responsible gambling and can help at-risk players stay safe and avoid making real money wagers as and when needed. While online casino gaming is a fun and engaging pastime, as proven by its high and rising popularity, it is not something that suits every personality type and the capacity for individuals with a problem to self-exclude in a simple and straightforward manner is the single most important component in the province's strategy towards combating problem gambling. Finally, online gambling operators in the province must both anonymously share relevant player data and thoroughly verify the identity and eligibility of new players before they sign up to start gambling. While sharing of mass player data can be effective in identifying problematic gambling behaviors and negative trends, it's thought that in-depth verification checks can help to eliminate ineligible gamblers, such as those who are underage or already subject to a self-exclusion agreement. Responsible gambling options at online casinos. So, it's clear that responsible gambling and player safety are at the forefront of Ontario's newly established iGaming regulations. But what exactly does the promotion of responsible gambling entail? Generally speaking, responsible gambling can be encouraged and promoted via a range of methods and strategies, including but not limited to the protection and blocking of underage players, the presence of self-exclusion and time-out programs, and access to provably fair game content. Operators must also enable their members to set limits on their play, whether that be related to maximum stake limits, screen time or weekly budget allocations. Obviously, the above limits can be imposed by a player employing strict self-discipline, but the presence of firm restrictions made readily available by online casinos is a far better way of handling things. It not only recognizes the inherent responsibility that online betting sites have when it comes to providing a safe environment for safe gaming, but makes it easier for players of all types to assess their own situation and set appropriate limitations. These avoid lapses in discipline or judgment due to emotional volatility, or even straightforward forgetfulness. Limiting deposits to facilitate suitable budgeting, and the similar approach of setting maximum stakes per bet, are great ways to avoid a player drifting by small steps into depositing, betting, and, potentially, losing more money than they can afford. Casino gaming naturally involves the exciting chance of making profits and the corresponding risk of losing out. Players, especially newcomers and those with a more impulsive nature, can find it easy to react to a losing streak by depositing more, feeling they are owed a win, which is not statistically true. Similarly, restrictions on time spent in gaming sessions prevents players sleepwalking into spending excessive amounts of time betting, which can lead to stress caused by unnecessary rushing to get household chores and work done because too much time has been gobbled up gaming. Who to contact if concerned? Ontario's iGaming industry has come to represent a great example of forward-thinking online gambling regulation, wherein operators have a moral and legal duty to keep their players safe, happy and entertained. Despite the fairly rigorous measures put in place in the province, the fact remains that real money gambling can be an inherently risky business. If you're worried about a loved one or you feel that it's becoming more difficult to regulate your own gambling online, don't hesitate to make use of all of the available responsible gambling measures to give yourself a break or exclude yourself from making real money wagers. You can seek further advice, consultation and support from mental health and addiction specialists Connex Ontario if you feel that yours or your loved one's gambling has become problematic or harmful. Stay safe when playing at online casinos. Ontario-based casino players really are spoiled for choice when it comes to accessing award-winning games and safe and reputable platforms. Wherever you decide to make wagers and play your favorite casino games, remember to put your own safety first. Never gamble beyond your means or deviate from your playing budget, especially if you're in the midst of a losing streak. By sticking with safe and reputable platforms as recognized by iGaming Ontario and accredited by RGCheck, you should find that you have all the necessary support in place to enjoy fair game content without risking your health, finances or well-being. Before ever placing a bet, taking the time to determine one's own preferred budget and safe deposit and stake limits is a wise step. By taking advantage of the responsible gambling tools offered by online casinos, players can help forestall any potential problems from ever arising. Should a player stray into dangerous waters, it's important they have the ability to self-exclude on a temporary or permanent basis. Stay safe online, and we'll see you at the casino.